Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer with Deacon David and Karen Ochoa from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today, we celebrate Saturday of the eighth week in Ordinary Time. Let us begin. Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest.
Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when in Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us listen to the voice of God. Let us enter into his rest.
Our hymn this morning, as the light of day returns once more, let us recite verses 1 and 2.
As light of day returns once more, with joyful voices let us sing to God of glory infinite, to Christ our Lord for all his grace, through whom the great Creator's will call day and night from nothingness, appointing them successive law till time itself shall pass away.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox his strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak.
I will create a new heart in you and breathe into you a new spirit. I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities. From all your idols, I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts.
I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will create a new heart in you, and breathe into you a new spirit.
On the lips of children and infants you have found perfect praise. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him?
Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beast, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
On the lips of children and infants, you have found perfect praise.
What we await are new heavens and a new earth, where, according to his promise, the justice of God will reside. So, beloved, while waiting for this, make every effort to be found without stain or defilement, and at peace in his sight. Consider that our Lord's patience is directed towards salvation. It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song.
To sing as I ponder your goodness.
To praise you with song.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
It is my joy, O God, to praise you with song. Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace.
Let us adore God, who has given hope and life to the world through his Son, and let us humbly ask him,
Lord, hear us.
Lord, Father of all, you have brought us to the dawn of this day.
Make us live with Christ and praise your glory.
Lord, hear us.
You have poured out faith, hope, and love upon us.
Keep them firmly rooted in our hearts.
Lord, hear us.
Lord, let our eyes be always raised up to you,
so that we may swiftly answer your call.
Lord, hear us.
Protect us from the snares and enticements of the devil.
Keep our feet from stumbling.
Lord, hear us.
Our special intention this morning is for all those couples being married today, especially Colin and Sarah. And now, gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
All-powerful and ever-living God, splendor of true light and never-ending day, let the radiance of your coming banish from our minds the darkness of sin. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
This concludes our morning prayer on this Saturday. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining us.